if you have, let's say, you eat the Western Amazon, and then you pour in, let's say, yalan of yak. So in a way, the mikveh becomes in the world for fear because of the shinimara. So since the mikveh is not only tefillah, because of shinu mare, so the male give a look in my shuvim when it falls in doesn't pass. But what stands there needs a mikveh in view of the fact that the psul of shuvim as a result of giving looking falling into the mikveh is only the rabbon. So the Chachamim only applied that psul to a case where the mikveh without the Gimlugim Ha'Mishuvim is adapted for him. And so then the halacha is, since the mikveh has no psul and it's adapted for him, of course it's not adapted for him until it's by your mashma to himself. We're not talking about the shield that is like it. But if you have a mikveh, let's say, that has 39 sons, it has 30 sons. So the mikveh is a mikveh chair, except it doesn't have the shield. And then you pour in a gallon of wine, and that changes the matter. So the mikveh becomes unadapted for filling. Even if you demashed the shield, it will still be unadapted for tefillah. So since the mikveh is unadapted for tefillah, and then why? The mikveh is still wet. Gimugimayim fall into it, so the psul of Gimugimayim shenofusach mikveh does not take effect. Where does the psul of Gimugimayim shenofusach mikveh take effect? Only if the mikveh before the Gimugim fell into it is adapted for tefillah. Once the shiur is nishlam. But if the mikveh is in such a state that it's not holy tefillah, even if it will have the shiur, because of the shiur malay, so the melee is as long as the people looking forth into the mikveh while there is a shiur malay in the mikveh, so the people looking do not pass it. It's a very big chiddush. That's the chiddush by the rayo. So the melee, there is a way. To the chatchile, pouring gimel lugim, mayim shuvim, and if it's mutar lechatchile to pour gimel lugim, we can pour in more than gimel lugim too, because there is no difference between gimel lugim and you test so there is no difference. There is a difference between gimel lugim and chofso, because chof. But between gimel lugim and you test so there is no difference. So mele, according to the Friday, the Psach of the Ramon, so there is a big way, let's say, if you have a mikveh, and then a gallon of wine falls into the mikveh, so the mikveh becomes unadapted for tefillah, becomes possible. Even the shiur of them so is nishma, and then, since the mikveh is possible, it's actually mara anyway, so you can go to the chatchila, give a looking, mind shuvim no more. Up to the teso, and after that, if it starts raining, and as a result of the water from the rainfall, so the original mara is restored, so the mikveh will be kosher. That's what Rabbah said. Mikveh kosher, shelof shom yai, v'nishtan emarei, v'nof shom gimel, v'nimayim shurim, einon teislein. So the Gimelugim that fall into the mikveh at the time when the mikveh was unadapted for tefillah anyway because of shinu mare, so it doesn't pass. Uchshechozav v'ishlam mikveh mayim chelim v'chozav v'mare mayim chelim. In other words, the psul of Gibulugim Shumim can only apply to a mikveh where otherwise it's a definite thing. So then Gibulugim fall into it, it passes for good. And it makes everything show. But even the time the Gibulugim fall into it, it's possible anyway, because of the psul of Shinum Aleh. So then the nefilah of Gibulugim does not pass at the show. But it's possible because the male is not a proper male. But the moment it starts raining and more water falls in from the through the rainfall, and then the original male is restored, it becomes possible. It's a big chiddush. But no one is chiddush can achieve on the male. Now the next see deals with the union of shell. Now, Perek Zayin Mishnah, Yesh Malin Esat Mikve, Veloi Paisli, Paisli Veloi Malin, Veloi Malin Veloi Paisli, Elo Malin Veloi Paisli, Hashem Rei Gavod, Vakveya, Vadid, Vamelech, Vatit Anir. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Oyer Rei Nishmoy Don Kilevi, Veim Hashem Rei Gedi Malin Esat Mikve, Veim Lan Shemit Vom Mishnei Shomolem, Tzur Veloi Biyu Shelek, Vasu Mikve Mitzvilo. Now, on the surface it appears that Rabbi Shmuel was saying to himself, on one hand Rabbi Akiva said that Rabbi Shmuel don't connect me with the Rashi and the Malos Amikve. And Rabbi Akiva certainly, if he said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, so it's certainly true. And then on the other hand, so the question is, what is it? Rabbi Shmuel was saying to himself. So, if Rabbi Akiva was made Mishmei, that Rabbi Shmuel Shikha was, the challenge is not violent. So the Eidus by Anshe Mikva is not true. The Mishnah doesn't say that it was an Eidus Sheker. Mashmoy is a lotion of the Mishnah is. Mashmoy is a lotion of the Mishnah is. The Indus by the Anshe Mikva was true. And Rabbi Akiva said yes, Mishnah is certainly true. I mean, both are certainly true. So how is it? So either we say that Rabbi Shmuel was chazek. So when he discussed it with Rabbi Akiva, his view was that Shelek is not male, but then later on he considered to the view of Rabbi Akiva. And the Shelek is male. Or as the Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnah, that when Rabbi Akiva said, "Holy Rabbi Shmuel, don't connect your name with Shelek and Male Samikve," so he's only arguing with the Derech Rikva. He just mentioned it, there are three clients. For argument's sake, I can say the challenge is not knowledge, but I mean, yes, he held the challenge is now. The challenge is now. I mean, the Mishnah says that this is a big deal. I don't understand why it's a big deal. Anyway, so let's understand the Mishnah according to Rabbi Akiva's Pshat. If I'm according to the Rambam's Pshat, the Pirush HaMishnah, and if we don't accept the Rambam's Pshat, so then we have to say that Rabbi Shmuel was chiz. But no Rishi says explicitly that he is chiz and the Rambam's Pshat, so it can be assumed that no one is chiz and the Rambam's Pshat. And when Rabbi Akiva said, "Oh, Rabbi Shmuel, don't connect with Rashi like a Malos Amikve," he means outside of the Kuach. But actually, he held that Shelek is Malos Amikve. We need to answer Mitzvah Mishnei. Shalom Aleichem. Zuv Boyim Shelek. We also Mikve Mitchilo. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, even a broad kibay. Kate of Maurer and Paisley, Mikre Sheikh, they are going so for Sarahas, not in them so in Sinkin, they are low, Mikre Maurer and Paisley. Anyway, the Mishnah says that Shelek is Maurer. In other words, suppose you have 30 saw of water, then you put in there 10 saw of Shelek. So it's illegal. Now, there are two machlokes, the shape, and the meaning of Shabbat. One machlokes, in the meaning of Shabbat is between the Raibed and the Rosh. Because according to the Rosh, according to the Raibed Baal Nefesh, the Mishnah only says that Shabbat is Maor, it's Mashmah. In other words, you have a pile of salt water and you taste so shallow, so it's good. But to make the whole mixture of them so out of shallow that now. I mean, there are many things that can be mashed into the mixture, but you cannot make the whole mixture out of it. So shallow has the same status that it can be mashed. In other words, if you have a whole of the mixture of the men, so you have water. You have a lot of salt water. So then you can add, you can so snow. But to make a mixture exclusively out of snow, the writer says, no, I didn't snow. That's it. Yes?
Bring us the writings from the lesson of the Mishnah, maybe you shall assume mixed up with the
Kibbutz. That means the same way. We'll soon see the writing, we'll soon see the lesson of the writing. That's Daf Lamed Aleph, in Shalamai. Keitzat Mal. The Lord pays it. Mikve Sheikh in Mem Sohas Rachas, but from the Zirki Sohra Lo, Nid to Mal in the pays it. Omer Abachi Lo Yerab Mishmoy Lo Gonkin Egele Ina, Asher Lo Yerab Mal, Omer Dam Shem Mikve Mishmoy Shohar Lo Tzum, Beipi Mishar Lo Yerab Mikve Mitzchino, Rabbi Yecha Menu Eime, in avor kemayim lomad mikan kasher leik evna avor kemayim lomad mikan kasher leik hafi shelo leik vidi lo nos mesi hamidle lo idai shei peise mishum shuvo elo shu mashlim nemso umayim peisli in tzorek leima shei peisli. So the Rambam first says that when it says mayim, it can be mashal the mikveh. So why would you have to say the Eucharistine? It can be mashal. So it has to be saying the Eucharistine. So the pshat in the Mishnah is mailing the souls way mailing. Needless to mention, then it doesn't pass. But it can even be mashal. Because let's say, suppose you have Gibel Lugi, Pochas the Gibel Lugi Mayim Shul. So it doesn't pass. Two Lugi. But suppose you have a mikveh of 39 saw of 40 saw minus kulim, 40 saw minus kulim, and then you don't pee 2 saw should be, so it doesn't pass the mikveh, but you cannot be given because it's not mash. So the Mishnah says the Chalik is mash, Allah has come with how it doesn't pass it. So what's the Kappa Mishnah? So I would say it, the Pshat is, the Chelik is Mashli, needless to mention, that it doesn't pass. So that means, two Alochas, two Chidushim are mentioned in this Mishnah. Number one, that the Psul of Shol doesn't apply to Shelik. The Psul of Shol applies only to Mayim, not to Shelik. And number two, that Chelik can be Mashli. But the whole mikveh, all the himsoh should be made out of shemet dechta. Umay will praise himsoh, chayma ashim praise him. Umisha itzalina atat in yonim. Mali lichayinof umenele, viloi praise li, heiche, dihomele, mirme biyodai, mi heiche, dihomino biyodai, umay li vorishi. So then he mentions another pshat, that the pshat yomishni is as follows. The Pshat and Mishnah as follows. Yesh man is a mikvah lepesel, pesel, mayel man lepesel. Eilu mayel in the lepesel. Hashelech, Hashelech is mayel. What does it mean, it's mayel? Hey, you have enough on mayel. If, let's say, you have in the mikvah, in the bay, you have chotar so, what a friction, then it started to snow. Started to snow? So you test saw of snow dropped through the snowfall. He dropped into the bay. So it's a good mikveh. If it snowed by itself, if the snow was not choked, so then it's in mash. And then it mentions the Lord Paisley, Echadiromalay Miyom Ebiyadai. Suppose you had 39 saw of Mishon, and then somebody, the Yodai, dumped in one saw of snow, and then it started to rain, and another snow of rain dropped into the veil. So it's kosher. So in other words, mushroom with the snow came by itself. But suppose the snow was dumped in the Yodai, you filled up a kilo vessel with snow, and you dumped it into the mikveh. So it's not mashing. But even though you dumped it into the mikveh, it doesn't pass it. And if it will start raining, and it will be mashing, shiur, memsor, so it's mashing. So there is one pshat from the shame that I have mentioned it. Tartamilin, mali nechad yonof of the mele, vilei peisli nechad yonof of the mele, viyadai. Milo hechad yonof of the mele, viyadai, so it doesn't pass. In viyadai, you fill up a vessel, a cart with snow, and you don't put it in the mikveh, it doesn't pass. But it's not much. V'orishenicha, that the pshat in the Mishnah is that even if it's biyodai, even if it was not biyodai, so it doesn't pass it. And it's in mash. V'orishenicha, when you talk the same thing, tzuvo v'yushal, uv'tisef mikveh istayin v'mikveh v'yudeh, shenek v'titah mirel v'arevo, v'asikeh v'yirah v'yirah. So in other words, how does he explain? Sivo vim shalit basmikra bitchilo. Not that you should prepare all the men so out of shalit. In other words, Sivo vim shalit, they already had chopal of so, make sure. But they didn't have men so. So he told them, you test some more to be mashed in the mikveh. Go ahead and fill up your pots, your vessels, with snow, and don't put into the mikveh. So it will be mashmah to memso. That's the pshat yarai. Who would accept the mikveh is standing in the Rabbi Yudah Shemini Titan Yerid Barevo, who ma'asik in the Yerid Yitehu Bey. Abo mizgole in the nach shemiz iso kemen shehu oyer shemiz pashe shenach shemamayim she yitzimenu kama yitzimenu magin yigose abo ma'ashem yoshimu השלג דומי דיבור וגולי וכיתה מירך משם השלומי מירה דישלג נמק משהו קומה. Now, then mentions another problem, another question. And on that point there is another machlokeshen between Rabbeinu Shmarye and Rabbi Elazar ben Din. That the Mordechai in Shabbos, when we learn the Mishnah, as I mentioned it, the Mordechai at the end of Perek Vav in Shabbos mentions. So, Rabbi Mishmarya says that first of all, now the Rosh, according to most Foskim, the Rosh is Chelik and Raya. I mean, even though the Shach says that the Rosh is not Chelik, but most Foskim assume, and the Pashkas HaRosh in the Rosh is, that the Rosh is Chelik and Raya. And the Rosh is that when the Mishnah says the Chelik is Mayim Ben Upeisli, in view of the of the Rosh in the Mishneh. So not only you can be mashmal the so if you already have kavalot so mechamim, so you can have not only teso. No, Rabbanish. The roshit is that you can prepare the whole memsor out of snow, and in Deutsch. So according to the Rosh, according to most poskim, so the roshit is that you can fill up vessels with snow, memsor, and then dump all the snow into the mikveh, and it will be a mikveh chill. And then it will be a mikveh chill. That's the shittabosh. Anyway, so the Rambam says, no, that the pshat is not like that. When the Mishnah says, mildly basically, it means it can be mashal if you have a roll of mishon, of our son mishon. But to be made exclusively out of snow, that night, not on the Roshi. Then there is a machleket between Rabbi Mishmael and Rabbi Elazar Levin, another point. According to Rabbi Mishmael, so first of all, Rabbi Mishmael Shit is like the Rosh. That mildly doesn't mean just mashing, it means you can make all the men so out of snow. But according to Rabbi Mishmael, there is another point. That you can be taping in the snow while it's in the form of snow. The beam says no. Snow is not water. You have to be taping water, not in snow. Snow is not water. But what does the Mishnah mean? Yeish Mailin, that means after it melts. So what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? I mean, so there's no Chiddush. After it melts, it's mamish water. So the Mishnah has to tell us that. No, the answer is that the chiddush by the Mishnah is that after it melts, it's kosher, even though, and we do not say a joke, because we could argue, if not for the special chiddush, that snow can be used. So if you would fill up pots, vessels, with snow, and then you dump the snow into the mikveh, into the veil, and even after it melts, so it should be possible because it's show. So the chiddush by the Mishnah is that the psul of show, since at the time when it was dumped into the veil, it was in the shape, in the form of snow, not in the form of water. So the psul of show didn't take effect. So the male, but you cannot be tailing in it. True, it's not show. It's not water either. You have to be tailing in water and liquid, not in the solid or in the semi-solid. You cannot be taken in semi-solid. You have to be taken in water and liquid water. So, but after it melts, so it's plain water, even though it originated in show, so it's kosher. That the psul of show doesn't apply.
Even
that's the sheet, 1 second. That's the sheet of Rabbi Zambi. The sheet of Rabbi Mishmael is that when the Mishnah says mashal, so mashal means number one, you can make all them so out of snow, and number two, you can be taken even before. And the contra was a being, so you can be taken only after it melts. So what is the chiddush? The chiddush is that the psul of show doesn't apply. So we have two basic machlekes hashem. One basic machlekes hashem is when the Mishnah says mali. Does it mean it can only be mashing, or it means that it can that, or it means that you can make all the memsor? So the Roshi is that you can make all the memsor out of it, and the Rambam is that you can only be mashing if you have chavalos. But to make all the memsor out of it now, then there is another basic machlokes between the Rebbezer. Between the Rabbi Shmayo and Rabbi Zamirin. So I call Rabbi Shmayo, the Mishnah means that you can be tailed while it's in a state of snow. It also has a name of water with Rabbi Tvila. And the Rabbi Zamirin, the Mishnah means after it melts. And the Chiddush is that the Psul of Show doesn't apply. Now let's see what the Rabbi says. So then the Rabbi says, Abu is Boy, if Nachshi Beis Yisokim Yishu, or if she is fashion, she nachshi ba'mayim. שיצא ממנו כמיים, היוצא ממנו מגיעים מלוסי, אבל מה ששומעים לאשר את דומי לגבור את בידודי ותיתן נירק, לכבי שאין מהשני, נירק נשאר את פעם לכבי שאופה. דעד המחרקס, דעד השערה, כי הם פליזו את השיט אברהם נשמר. In other words, that mushroom means even in the stalemate of snow. Then he said, there. Redeemer of Ishmael, Loma, Asher, in the Mauer, Samikve, we see this fashion, and the Oma, in the Mauer. My time, we shall sleep full, we shall sleep pure, Echo Kokoshi. Now, from this riot, it's mushroom that he is healed, and the Shah, the Shah, the Rambam, the Shamishi. So, because the Rambam says, that Holy Rabbi Akiva don't connect, that when Rabbi Akiva says, Holy Rabbi Ishmael don't connect, they in Rasha would be much more meaning, meaning about the Rachemes. He meant that only out of the Kua, but from the Rabbi Akiva, it's much more that he meant that out there, out there, so in Rabbi Ishmael, the Rasha would be much more meaning, for his passion, I'm the Oma, in the Mao, my time, which has me feel a year on the Hoshkwe. Going to the Rasha would be a board, we come on the Rasha would be a board. How may Kibay Shehei come? All right, now, this is the sheet of the Raleigh, the Balamoyer. So what is the sheet of the Raleigh? The Raleigh is not the biggest maker. The biggest maker here is Rabbi Shmaya, and according to Boris Kosky, the Dorosh is the biggest maker. In other words, that you can make the whole mikveh of Mem Sol out of Shalem, and you don't even have to wait until it melts. You can be tabling it while it's in form of snow. The Raleigh doesn't go so far, we put it, because he says you cannot be tailor, you cannot make only them so. But the Raleigh chicken is that you don't have to wait until it melts. Then the Balamoyer is, so according to the Raleigh, why you cannot make the whole them so out of it, but you, it can be mushroom, and the Psu of Shoal doesn't apply. Now, the Balamoyer chicken is, the Balamoyer is a soggist. He means that Moshe, since it can be mushroom, so that means the shell is considered like mushroom. If it's considered like mushroom, so the true of shell should apply to it. So, how does it do with the Gemara? The Yoida, she lived there, Mishmei, Shomore, Tziu, Brodi, Shomore, the Asumitra, the Trilo, Asumitra, the Trilo. So, but it showed. So the Balamoya says, what he told them was, I mean, similar to what was done in the Mikveh in Raviga, I mean, that was told in Machloket between Chachmei Talmid and Chachmei Lemetzia. So the Chachmei Lemetzia asked the people, the Jews in Raviga, that they can draw water from the north with the Keleh that had many, many pores, which in total ended up to Shveras and Eid, so maybe it didn't become Shoal Mahmas free, but then there is another type of Shoal. The Shoal Mahmas will be cut. So since the procedure was that first it was drawn into a certain cave that had many pores at one end, and then it was done on the shore of the Mikveh at the other end. And after that, it glided by itself from the shore of the Mikveh to the Mikveh, so the Chachmei Lemetzia passed. It's a Mikveh Chayot. And we don't have to resort to the Yin of Hamshah, because it never became Shoal. There are two types of Shoal. One Shoal, Machas Lilo Bikri, and one Shoal, Machas Lilo Bikata. So Lilo Bikri didn't apply in the case of the Mikveh of Avida. Why? Because it had many, it had many coming Shrazane. It had many coming. Then we come in that in total they were equal shvaras and very silly. So the shemkele was poka, so it didn't become shol machmas kibul bikri. And then the other shol is only shayer if gea hodon it comes into the mikveh, but if gea hodon it falls from point A to point B, and then from point B it glides by itself into the mikveh through gravity, or because the wind flows that into the mikveh. So then the psul of shol doesn't apply. That was the sheet of Achmeretzi. The sheet of the Balamoyer is completely like the sheet of Achmeretzi. According to Ramayya, the Aluchel Shemeki is Shemeki is Mayim, the whole world. Now, what's about Mayim? Mayim, so you can be taken it, not if you chose it. So Shemeki too, you can be taken it, not if it is, not if it is chosen. So when the Mishnah says in the Reishit, even Mayim will be placed in Hashemeki, so it means Shemeki change is chosen. In other words, suppose, like it being like today, suppose you have a bear, and then it starts snowing, and the whole bear is filled up with snow. So it's a good mixture. It's a good mixture. But if it is old, if you fill up vessels with snow and then you dump them into the bear, then it's possible not to show. And what did Rabbi Shmuel say to the Anshe Mikveh? He told them, fill up vessels, no, because then it will be possible with such a degree. But he said, fill up your fists, your hands, with snow, and then dump them on the shore. So let's say, here is the shore, and here is the bear. So he told them, you should fill up your fists, your hands, with snow, and throw it on the shore, and there it will be by itself. So there Hamshochet, but it doesn't mean because of the effect of Hamshochet, because after all the Balamoya passes, the like the Mandoma, the Hamshochet people is not effective. But here, since it was never contained in the king, so it didn't become Shol Bachasli. And as far as the other type of Shol is concerned, so it only applies to the case where Mikiyah Odom it comes directly into the Mikvah. Not if Mikiyah Odom it is moved, it is transported from point A to point B, and then from point B it glides in by itself into the Mikveh. Then the Psu of Shol doesn't apply. Okay, these are the sheets. Now let's see how the Mechaba passes. Eins of Sivan, in Shiva Pisele, so we might, Avashele, Vabo, Vakhtem, Vahamela, Vahati, Chu of Tzaz, Afil, Nishbirakim, Sheikh, Nulavik, Nikolia, Kui, in Shiva Pisele, Beth. So now the Mechaba is not trenches for the sheet of the Ramoye. The only Rishi who explicitly says that the Psu of Shol applies to Shale is the one. I don't know any other Rishi who said it. So he said, "Ein shira pisalas ben shim shoav meyun mikra chosav yichesku v'roi alach yosha kam mikra mishale o yichpei o yigoro shivu yichui was a mikra koshia." So the mechaber is completely making the mechaber. In other words, we have two machlekes b'shem. One machlekes is when the Mishnah says my will be pasty. Does my will mean that you can make the whole memso out of shalek, or it means it can be mashlek if you have the whole memso consisting of the chomi? So he passes like the rosh. The mechaber passes like the rosh. They call the memso not like the rai. Then there is machlekes between Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Zalbin whether you can be taken in it while it's still in the form of snow or only after it melts, so it doesn't like Mishmaya. That's the Mechaba. So he says, Uchse Mishaya Shira Mikve Mishale Yimayich Lo Itchilo Vez Yosef Mishim Raime Ve'orosh Vechim Kosra Lamba. That's another point. You see, usually if you have Shalash, if you have a lot of snow on the ground, so you'll find that you have on top, you have a layer of Shalash, at the bottom you have the layer of shalek, and in the middle you have a hole. You have a hole. In other words, it's completely vague, empty. It's not snow. So in the melee, you cannot be shy of being so by determining the total value of the shalek that is in this form, because then you will be inside the hole. We misalu the hollow. Now, so in other words, so in order to be taken in the shalek, you have to crush it. So then, the memso will be constituted by the shalek itself, not by the hollow. Because the hollow, that's not the mind. Only the shalek can be considered the mind, not the hollow. So that's another point that the Rosh himself said. Ushim shaya shiyan, in the shalek, in my hollow, in the hollow. He said, Ushim raibu, the Rosh, in the Kosvaram, Vyos, mutavidu, vekmeisho. That's in accordance with the Shite of the Mechaber, like Rabbi Ishmael, like the Rosh. Not like the Rebbe that only mashlid but not the whole mikveh. And not like Abnezer ben Din that only after it melts but not while it's still in the state of snow. V'yesh machmir mitru b'chol eile hachim muchu v'nase mai v'kei v'hachmu v'chat chile v'kei v'hachmu v'chat chile. So then the Rebbe mentions in Shire Samishemi that the sheet of Abnezer ben Din and Rabbi Simcha, that when Mishnah says that the Shavuot is Malay, it means after it melts. And what is the Chiddush? After it melts is Mayim. That the Psul of Shov doesn't apply. That the Psul of Shov doesn't apply. Achim Meichod in Asamayim. But if the Ramah who says, so first of all, the event is making, like Rabbi Shmai, only but in the Chatzchile is only Machmir for the Shita of the Reza Mepin, but for the Shita of the Rabbin, Rabbin is Rachel or Amoya, that the Psul of Shov applies him to Shalek, and when Rabbi Shmuel passed him to the Anshe Mipe, that they can make a Mikve al Shalek, they should fill up their hands with Shalek, and then don't get on the shore of the Mikve, and then manipulate that the snow should glide into the mikveh by itself. So they cheated on the Balamoya, even the Ramoy is not Chesh and Shimon Mechatchila. However, the Shach is a Machmir. And the Shach passes because of the Shita of Balamoya. And because of the Shita of Chedleza Mubin. So in other words, two possibilities. Number one, that the Mishnah only means it can be mashmir, not that you can make a whole mikveh out of it. Number two, that the mikveh only means even to be mashmir. So it has reference only to the case where somebody is staying left and melts, and the whole chiddush is that the psul of shov doesn't apply. So the shach is mashmir in all situations. In all situations. In other words, in the event that if somebody was stable while it was still in the form of snow, so the tefillah is not in the tefillah, and it's mashma from the shach that is chesh, even in the case, well, it has to be discussed, but it's possible to say that according to the shach, the shach is chesh, even for the shita of the balamoyah, even for the shita of the balamoyah. So that means that even after it melted, you shouldn't be able to be taken away. Only when can you be taken away? In snow after it melted, if it came to the mikveh to Amshoch. So nearly the Psul of Shov didn't apply to it. Alright, we'll leave it here. Now for Thursday, so of course we'll go over inside again. At the end of Perek Mamateini, the Mordechai will go over the Shach, and then the next scene, Mikveh Shov Sheidu in Toya, Mishumayim Shuvi Nimuchu is Kosher Hakris. Toya Mishumayim Shuvi Nimuchu is Kosher Hakris. So that's it. It's based upon the accepting Taras. So you should look up in the Bes Yosef, in this scene of the Shalom. He mentions two Mishenes in the Smak. Took shopping that he said there, and then we should on Sunday we should be ready up to sit men. On Thursday, we should be ready up to sit men.
March 7th, 1982, Yud Beis Adar Hashah Tavshin Mem Beis Bliayin Hara.
Now we left off Sif Lamed Aleph. Now we have to go over the Shach. Now we mentioned the various shittos harishayim in regard to Shalom. So first of all, the shita of the Rayleigh is the Shalom can only be mashal, but you cannot make a mikveh exclusively out of Shalom. If you have a power of salt, mayu, and then you test salt, Shalom, so it's alright. But to make all the moon soft out of Kelek, that's not. Now, the Shita of the Rosh, even though the Shach says that the Rosh is not like that, but All the Poski say that the Shita of the Rosh is that you can make all the Nemsor out of Shalek and be table in the Shabbat. Table in the Shabbat. Alright. So, and then we have another Machlekes. Then we have another Machlekes Rishayim between there's the Mordechai in Shabbos at the end of Peri Bamatini. So there's the Machlekes between Rabbi Mishmarayim and Rabbi Simcha and Rabbi Zambin. So Rabbi Mishmarayim says that, first of all, that you can make a mikveh exclusively out of Shalek, and the Psul of Shol, and you can even dump the Yodayim, the Shalek, into the Be'er, because even though Shalek has a meaning of Mayim, Ligabitvila B'Seichai, but the Psul of Shol doesn't apply to it. The Psul of Shol applies only to liquid Mayim, not to Shalek. So, Rabbi Mishmarayim says you can make the whole mikveh out of Shalek, and you can retain Be'er even before it melts. Now, Rabbi Nisimche and Rabbi Zamebin, they both say no, that true, you can make the whole mikveh out of Shalek. They agree that the psul of Shol doesn't apply to Shalek. But, so even if you dump, you take your dime, you take Shalek, and you dump that into your Be'er. And then it melts, so after it melts you can retain it. But while in Shalek, you cannot retain it. Alright, now, so we have two Machlokes Rishayim. One Machlokes Rishayim is when the Mishnah said, What does it mean? Does it mean only to be mashing the mikveh, as the Rambam says, or it means even completely open themselves out of Shabbat? That's one machlokes. Then we have the machlokes between Rabbi Shmaya and Rabbi Zamebin, as to whether you can retain veil before it melts or only after it melts. And then we have, but all these Rishayim agree on one point, that the psul of Shol doesn't apply to Shalek. Mashen came the Bala Moya, he shittis, and he's a soges, and Rai the Bala Nefesh, that the psul of Shol applies to Shalek too, because what of Shalek? If you can retain only Shalek, so that means Shalek is a din of Mayim. We don't say since it's a semi-salad, so maybe it doesn't have a din of Mayim. So obviously we say that Shalek is a din of Mayim, it's a din of Mayim, so the Psul of Shol should apply. So the Bala Moya says in Rahman, that the Psul of Shol, if somebody will fill up a kele with Gimurud in Shalek, so it's possible. Or if he will be mauled, be cutted, give him looking, and dump it in the bear directly, so it will be possible. But when Rabbi Shmuel passed, he ran to meet the Mishnei, Shomerem Tzuga, you shall have us make with Chilo, so he advised them not to fill up the kale, then to become possible, but to, with their hands, to take Shalek, and dump it on the shore of the Mishnei. And then manipulate the dish shelling that they will dump on the shore of the mikveh will by itself later on pass into the mikveh, fall into the mikveh. In other words, so then it doesn't involve the psul of Shol. In other words, the Balmoya shita is completely and explicitly like the shita of the Hachmivinet. In other words, that there are two types of Shol. One is Shol Balmikli, and the other one is Shol Balmil Bekate. So the Shol Balmil Bekate is only Shayer if Al-Bekeach Odom, the Mayim comes directly into the Mikveh, but if Al-Bekeach Odom, so the Mayim is transported from point A to point B, and then from point B into the Mikveh it falls by itself, so it doesn't come within the Psuk of Shol Balmil Bekate. Now, so actually you have three machlekes, but as far as the other machlekes is concerned, whether the psul of Shol applies to Mitzvah Shol Mitzvah Shol Mitzvah. So all the Rishonim agree that the Mitzvah Shol doesn't apply. The only one that I know who says explicitly that the Mitzvah Shol of Kimmel Yudim applies to Shol is the Balamim. Alright, now, how is the Mechaba possible? So we saw. In Shiva Pisamas of the Mayim, of Hashem, of Abod, of Akhir, of Amelach, of Atit, Shuk, she chopta sa fuyish be raku she hevrikim kiyoti ein shiva tisel is ben she shor ad meilu in mikve ha chosa u pasmuru kirei ala ato osa ko amikve mishale kikve u vod she hiyo kikhuni vosa ben mikve kosh. So how do we have a pass that you can make a mikve out of shale kumbriku like Rabbi Nishmai, like Rabbi Nishmai, and not like the Haibe, that only you can only be mashed. Afil also kol amikre mishal. Afil also kol amikre mishal. Sheleg is a din of mind. And in the state of Sheleg, the Pashtus Aloshim of the Mechaber is, you can retain. Uchse mishaye, shio, hamikre mishaleg, yimayech lo leitchilo. Ves Yosef Shimarai, ves Varosh, ves Kosov Arampa. In other words, of course, Sheleg is a din of mind. But suppose you have mind, and suppose you manipulate that there will be mind here, mind here, mind here, mind here, and in the middle there will be a hollow, a vacuum. I mean, it's impossible to visualize that, because mind does not stand in one place. So, but suppose you manipulate somehow, that you have layers of mind here, a layer of mind here, a layer of mind here, a layer of mind, and it will be covered up. And in the teich of that, there is a hollow. So of course, you couldn't be mitzayif to remember so the hollow. Hollow is not mine. It has to have a memso mine. But in snow, ordinarily, if you will crush it, so then you'll find out that the total value of the snow is only 10 so, and it's 40 so because you are mitzalim in the hollow. So melee, when we are tabling shalet, we have to make sure that it shouldn't be tabled in the hollow of the shalet, but you should crush it first. So then, in order to be sure that there is mem so in the shalet itself, not together with the vacant spaces. Ushem Shaya Shira Mikra Bishalek, Yimayak Lolit Chilo. The Osmuta Lito Bekmeshu, Vyesh Mahmirim, Vyesh Mahmirim, Nitro Bicholele, and then, but if you do crush the Cholol, so then it's alright. Then it's alright. Vyesh Mahmirim, Nitro Bicholele, Achim Mucho Binasomai. In other words, not like the sheet of Rav Nishmaye, the Mechaba passed Rav Nishmaye, but he says, Yish Machmirim the sheet of Rav Simcha and Rav Lezam and Bin, Vitei Lachnu Lachatchil. So even the Ramo is only Machnu Lachatchil, but the Eved, he is not even Machnu. Alright, now let's see the Shach. The one who is Machmir is the Shach. Ayin Bis Yosef Shekosa, Shetaz Ko Aposkim, Shemutra Litru Bishal, in Yish Bei Kirimem Sot, Umatskim. Umkomokay, Elokos of the Siyoset, even though he says the overwhelming majority of the poskim is that he can be paid veil. In Shalek itself, still he says, Umkomokay, Elokay, Lasis, Maisim, Isura, the Raisim, Negatarab, Rebelezab, Rebsim. So, I mean, it's remarkable that when the Mechaber wrote the Siyoset, so then he said, even though that's the overwhelming majority of the poskim, but we should not be making in the Isa Raisi. But here, when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, so he was chazer, and he is major. The Rabbi is the one who says the king lachna chakira. So you also use this only the chakira, but the Eved is not lachna. But the Bes Yosef, the Mechaber, in the Bes Yosef, he didn't want to rely on the Shita of Rav Paskin. But here, he does rely on the Shita of Rav Paskin. ומקומו כאילו הוד כאילו לאז יש מייסי בישור את רייסי נגד הרב אבלזה ורב שמחה ומי ומיד להיות עוד בשלג לאחר אם אין לי מי כאילו יצא לסיודיים לרבונו נראה דשאפי יש ליס תחלדי ברב שמי כאילו דבשד לברמישנה והפוסקי מסייל וכוסה דימה שכוסה ברמבה אפילו היי בימם סו שלג בתחילו וניחום בלוקה וריסקי שולג הרי זה מיפה שולג מכושר היי ריסקי לראות לימה מי יכולו עד כאן בו וכן כוסו הבח, שדעס הרמב״ם, you see, because risky, the usual connotation of risky means crushed. Not that he made it into water, he made it melt. That's how the Bes Yosef understood the Lashon risky, in other words, to be sure that there is meant so in the shalem, not in the hollow. Alright. We told him, שבחיים סימן קוסמה, כוסה עבירות עולמה, risky, עד שנעשה מים דק ועל כוח הכוסף משוכנו שם סיפית בייץ השלג והבורד והקריא עם ריסקו עד שנעשה מים נעל סימן קוסם השלט והבורות והקביר ודוי, והמלך, עם ריסקון עד שיוסו מים, נטלו מהם ותטלו עם בוהם, אם יש בוהם כשיר. נטלו עם בוהם ותטלו עם בוהם, אם יש בוהם כשיר. So, it's very strange. It's Yitzile the Arab in the Yom Mishne Shmai. In the in Bis Yosef, so the Mechaber in Bis Yosef, so he says that the overwhelming majority of the Poskim hold that you can retain your Yitzhak before it was. But in the Nisa that I say you should be made, that means we can be Tvilas Nino. So you should be made because the Arab Shein, like Rabbi Chassir, Rabbi Simche, Rabbi Zalibi, but me on Israel alone, we certainly can rely on the Shita of Rav Paskin. Here, now, even in Shonoch, so in regard to Tfilas Nido, where it's in the end, I say, so then he's not Cheshish for the Shita of Rabbi Simcha and Rabbi Zalabim. And in regard to Tfilas Yedayim, which involves only the Rabbanon, he is Cheshish. I mean, it's very strange. So how can it be explained? Unless we say that when he wrote, he would be the Rechai Luchas and Tfilas Yedayim, so then he had one Shita. He agreed with the Shita of Rabbi Simcha and Rabbi Zalabim. And when he reached Yerideye, Hilchas Mikvoyes, a certain period intervened between the writing of Hilchas and Tfilas Yedayim and Hilchas Mikvoyes, so then he was Chayzer. It's very strange, I mean. It's very strange that this is, these are the facts. But anyway, this is what the Shach mentions. We told him that the Chayim Simen Kusama was a little bit of discussion as a mind back. But of course, the Shach knows that the Vates are sure that God was clear in discussion as a mind back in the daily. But what we said is that we told him. I think that now, what is the Roshan of the Mechaber? The Roshan of the Mechaber is השלג הבורד והכפיו והגלית והמלך עם ריסקו נצ'יוס ומאי נטו מהם וקייטלים בהם אם יש בקשיר. So, the Mechab mentions נטו מהם וקייטלים בהם אם יש בקשיר. Because Dalochim is ignored that when you need to get dying, you have to need to get dying from the killer. You cannot just, let's say, you have in a bathtub, you have water, so you just immerse your hands in the water. That's not good. You have to pour, it has to be a goblet. From the killer, you have to pour on your hands. But in the special Dalochim, if, let's say, if you immerse your hands in mikveh, so then it's also right, even though it's not from the killer. So there are two ways of being mitayev yadayim. One is through nitile, from kile, and through kriya gavre, and then by being teyel yadayim in the mikveh. Now when you are teyel yadayim in the mikveh, so then it has to have himself. It has to have himself. But when you are nitile yadayim, all it has to have is a release from kile. Now, the Russian of the Mechaber is Asherek, Abod, Vakfir, Vaglid, Vamelech. עם ריסקו נצ'יוסו מים נטויים בהם ותקויים בהם אם יש מקישיר. I think that the reason is why the Mechaber used the expression נצ'יוסו מים is in connection because of נטויים בהם, you see, because he says that in Shalek, so you can use for it also God, whether it was used for the Kile, in other words, you filled up the Kile, a cup with snow, and then you pour it on your hand, you pour the snow on your hand, or you were tabled the hands. But if you were tabled the hands in the snow, then it must have been so. If you poured the snow upon your hands, then it doesn't have the head. Amen. So I think that the reason is why the Mechaber said in Rizkach, you also mind, so that's because of nakedness. So only if you also mind, so then it's all right. But if you didn't melt and you just snow and just pour a piece of snow on the heavens and it didn't melt, so then it's not a good material, because in the Takonis Chachomim, that they has to be Natalis Yodov Nikir Gavra from Nikile, so that means there has to be a release water. So that has to be my mamish, even though Shalek has a deen of my, but we got a deen of Nikile per se, that is effective only Nikir Gavra and Nikri. So it has to be my mamish have to come down, Mikia Gavre and Miyadakli. My mamish have to come. But Snowna, Mashainke. So that's why he said in Risk Nachosamai, Mashainke in the second case, Taylin Ben Yekishio, so even if it's not Nazamai, because it's not Mohomo, then Tulas Nino, alright. Now, Uminian Dia Tzorochim, the magic of Rabbi Yosef Shadaz HaPoskim, Shem Yuter, lest the Odaz HaRaydei V'Rashe lest, now all right, that's in regard to the case where there is all the Nemzoah out of snow. But in the case where there is of Aleph Somali and the Teso is out of the snow, so then the Raibet is made that it's between Abiyoset, Abach, the Adamarazal. Now you see, he mentions that Raibet, the Rashi, so Adamarazal is here, but it's different time. When the Raibet and the Rashi Aser, there is a Rashi from which it appears that Rashi Shikin is. The chalet can only be mashed, not to make the whole mikveh, all the so out of chalet. So the Raibet and Rashi, so it's on the basis of the fact it can only be mashed. But mashed it can, mashed it can, it cannot even be mashed if it is over. So it's different time. But he mentions all of them because the Mechaber is matter Lechatzila, to take the yodayim or to fill out kelim, kettles, with snow, and then dump them into the bay, and then to be taken in before it melts. So this situation, what Muhammad is not here, so it's contrary to the Shittas Raya, to Shittas Rashi, and the Shittas Balamoya. Even though the Raya to the Rashi, that's one time, and the Balamoya is another time. So he mentioned it. That risky means he crushes it in order to make sure that the snow itself, apart from the hollow, the open, the vacant space, has memzor. Oh, and behind the house of the risky, we say, because of King the Rishi Galimau, and the Spirit Galimau. So what's the raya? The raya is that the term risluk is used in the sense of making it now. Alright, so there he says in Shiazug Meimon. But risk itself, the plain meaning of risk itself means crush. When you crush, it does not necessarily mean that you make it melt. You just crush it.
Pesukei Evorim.
What is that?
Pesukei Evorim by Shechita, crushed bones.
What?
Pesukei Evorim by
Shechita. You have to do something else. All right. The Shiazug Meimon. Vushasi Ben Mametini. How many of you have to do the Shalek and the Shenasamai? To the Kosa Bumhana Pushulia Heli Nashon. So again, I mean, all the Kosa. Mention the Meshitas of Rosh, you understand the Rosh is saying that not only he can be mashlim, not only can be mashlim, but he can make the whole and so on. But he says no, and he's not so sure about the Rosh. About the Rosh, he's not so sure. He says, Efshel is very. Because Mahana of Shalomim, Achelim, Ashwam, the Chemas, the Chemas, the Chemas, the Chemas, the Chemas, the Chemas, the also feel it. Because Shalom is losing a bit, and Rabbi Shmuel the Meir, who have hope of a boy machor, can use the word high with the person of his chodosh, le esaya, shuv matos in Mavir, do the spear is a lechene on Mavis Sego, deep from Mishah, she echo to Yekin, the sister of you, the fish of Shalom, the Sakshom, the Chinaloch, the Konashem. We near a divot, so that means that it's Muda to be the Yerushalem. We near a divot in Meir, love the Samchen. We need to ask, is a Talmud Mavir Koswa, Shekosa, Anyway, the Shach is the one who is mad. But according to the Mechaber, it's not at the table in Shalek, even though all the Shalek was filled up in the Kri, the Yodai, and even though it's not in the day of Yadayim, so it's the Mita because the Psul of Shalom doesn't apply to Shalom. The Psul of Shalom doesn't apply to Shalom. And the Mahaba passed it like that. And then the Ramor, only the Chatrile, Mashaik in the Shach, asks it in there. The Shach asks it in there. Now the question is this, when the Shach asks it in there, so, what does it mean? Does it mean he asks it in the Eved, in the case where the tefillah takes place in the shalek itself before it melts, but if the tefillah takes place after it melts, so then the shach doesn't answer it, or the shach asks it not only in the case where the tefillah takes place in the form of shalom, even if the tefillah takes place after it melts. Why? Because, you see, if the shach will just face it for the shmiz ha'ayvelet, and for the shiteh, Rabbi Lezer Mibim, and Rabbi Simche, so then he should answer it only before it melts, but after it melts not. But if the shach is chesish also for the shiteh of the Balamoyah, so according to Ramoya, Shalek is mamish like Mayim. And all the psalm that apply to Mayim apply to Shalek. So then, even after it melts, in other words, and when would be alright Shalek, will be Shalek, if, let's say, it will be done the way the Ramoya explained San Shemidre. In other words, if Rabbi Shmuel told them, they should be Yodayim, drop lumps of snow on the shore of the Mikre, and then all that snow will glide into the Mikre by itself. Now, so on that point there was discussion and the disagreement between men and Rabbonim, very, you know. So, but there is the fact that the Shach mentions the Gama Hazar in Seir, and the Hazar answers it, even if just even looking of Shelet was indirectly or was done directly to Nietzsche. So that means that he is Chesh Shim for the Shim Ter Devon. Shalom. Alright. Now, the next thing, Mikve Shol, Shehidli is Toya Mishumayim Shuvi, Nimuchu Koshal Hakas. Koshal Hakas. So, suppose you had a Mikve that was Shol, and then it turned into ice, and then it melted. Then it melted. So it's Koshal Hakas. So it's much earlier. In other words, in many Mikvois, let's say 40 years ago, even 40 years ago, 50 years ago, it goes without saying, but even 40 years ago, and perhaps even 35 years ago, there were not all Mikvois in the United States where the Mikvah was made, because it's not so easy to make a Mikvah. So a Mikvah was made through artificial ice. And it was based upon this din in Shacharot. Mikve Shov Shehidli Toreya Mishumayim Shuvi Nimuch Koshlach. Now, but the Hungarian Rabbonim puzzled that Mikve, and the reason as to why they puzzled one of those employees is because of one washing in the smack. Now, this din in Shacharot is based upon a Tisef in Paris. Base of the Tisefta of Paris, Halacha Gil. Mikve Shol, Shehidli, Toya Mishmayim Shul, Nimeyach, then it melted. Of course, in ice it's impossible to be Toya in ice. In Shalem it's physically possible. But in ice it's impossible to be Toya. Ninuchu Kosher Akhisa. So that's all. But the smart and the ways and the mitzvah of Tfilin. So the smag mentions two pshat in that tisef. One pshat in the tisef is that mikve shol sheiklid. So his story of mishumayim shul, even though originally it was dumped as water into the bay, it was mamishol, but since it became ice, so from Hadoshet Volkan, mimele, the Shem Shovu was spoken. The Shem Shovu was spoken. So, and then when it melts, so maybe it can be taken. But the Shem Shovu is spoken, even though originally it was Shovu. But the moment it changes into ice, so then it's from Chadoshes Bolekha. So maybe the Shem Shovu is spoken. That's one. And it's mashma that the Mechaber passes like that in the smag. Then there's another wash in the smag. You remember when we learned the end of Amshoche, so we mentioned the Shilta Shik. The Shilta Shik and Amshoche Mikule, so the Chachme Amara passes that Amshoche Mikule is effective. But all the other Vishayim, including Rambam, they say Amshoche Mikule is not effective, only Amshoche Mimute. But the Shik of the Shilta series, that if you make Hamshocha Bikure and after that new Mem Saw rains in, then it's alright. So we explained the Shita Bishulis. We went over the more the Tenses, the Rashi of the Tenses, and the Shita of the Shultes, and the Rambam with all the Yosoyis, the Goyis Yosef, the Kizmishnis Yosef, the Rambam. So the sheet of the Shilkes is that Amshocha Mikulei is not the fact. But if Amshocha Mikulei was realized, and in addition it started to rain, and they knew an additional Mensova deed, then it's all right. So we explain this, the sheet of the Shilkes, because Shol, there are two halachas in Shol. And even if we say that Shol, according to the Shem, that Shol Mikulei or Mikulei, is possibly the Aise, so of course that to our it means the Aise, so it means the Chol does not take the Chalei Shemik. Chol does not take the Chalei Shemik. It has to be with the Shemai. And if the Chol is the other, it does not take the Chalei Shemik. So the Meire, if Chapala Pso is Chol, so the Meire we say, Rube Kikule, so he does not take the Chalei Shemik. Mashaikin if Chapala Pso is Shemik. And the Teso is Shol, so we say Rubi Kikule, and he takes the Chalishim. But in Chabonot, even Gimu Mugi, Shol passes. Not because he doesn't take the Chalishim. But it's possible. And even according to Rishayim, that Kuri Shol is also possible in Chabonot, but still, it's two types of the Chabonot. The Kuri Shol, the Rubi Shol, is more hollow. Even on the Chabonot level, it's more hollow. We see that when the Hamshoche Mikule is not effective, and Hamshoche Beniute is effective. So apparently, the psul of Kuben Shol is more common than the psul of Gimugim Shol. So, and we saw in the Raivet, that if it is Kuben Shol, so then we have to, then in order to cure it, so we have to end to drain and have a smile through it so much that you'll be able to figure out on a correct basis that less than Gimul Rubin remain, or on a 50-50 basis, Masha'in came if you just have Gimul Rubin falling into a mikveh. So then, even though it passes all the water, but then, we will wait, you have to empty out. So, by the way, so it's two separate, so even if we say that Kuli Shol is only possible Rabbanon. But with Rabbanon itself, so if it's Kuli Shol, Bogubi Shol, then it doesn't have the Chalei Shemik. But if it's Hubei Shol, and Miute Shol, Gimul Rugim Shol, so then the Chalei Shemik may take it with Rabbanon. But it's possible. So the Melech, the Shikha, the Shultes is that if you, Hamshoche is only effective, and to the extent of being matkia v'shem psul, but Amshoche cannot confer a chalei shemik. For Amshoche you can be matkia v'chalei shem psul shol, that is the Rabbanon. But to confer upon the mikveh a chalei shemik, upon something that does not have a chalei shemik, to confer upon it the chalei shemik, that Amshoche cannot do. Amshoche can be matkia, not to confer a new Chalei Shemik mikveh on it. So the Mele, the Shulchan Aruch says, suppose you had 50 sot shol, then you are mamshich the 50 sot shol. So the psul of shol was spoken, but Chalei Shemik mikveh doesn't have Chalei Shemik mikveh. But then it starts raining, and another 40 sot rains in. So the Chalei Shemik mikveh is chal because of the new men somali. That's the Shikam Shul. Anyway, the second Loshen. In the Smagi, is in explaining this Nisefte, why does Nisefte say that Mikveh Shol Shihidri is Toyam Shemayim Shulim Muchem Toshal HaKreis? So it means Mikveh Shol Shihidri is Toyam Shemayim Shulim. And then Muchem Toshal HaKreis, what is Mikveh Shol HaKreis? We have to wait till it starts raining. And if it rains in, then you them so then it's kosher. But until it rains in, you them so many, it's not kosher. So in other words, what we see from this pshat that according to the first pshat in the smag, so the fact that it was Hebrew. The fact that it is Hebrew, some male that's called Chadoshes that is Matkiya Benichol. But according to it's only a second washing in your smart, so we don't say Panikadosh is all the time and that's not the show. But the change from water to ice is like Amshoch. It's like Amshoch. And what's the shit of the shooters? Gab Amshoch, if you are Mamsha Nikule, and then an additional Memso rains in, it's alright. So you have to. So here. Now, many people in Israel were martyr, including the Chaim Kotelski himself. He was martyr. He was martyr in a mikveh that was made out of artificial ice. Out of artificial ice. So many mikvahs, as I mentioned before, were made out of artificial ice. That's an easy and convenient way of making a mikveh, because the other way, so it requires a great difficulty in constructing the mikveh. But in spite of the fact that Chaim Eliezer was moderate and Chazon Ish was moderate, but in Gemara Rabbanim they asked that, and today in America, there is no mikveh that was made out of artificial ice. They abolished it completely. And I'm mentioning it to their credit. Their credit, because they had a kippis, to make sure that the mikvahs will not involve shilas. Why do we have to build mikvahs that will involve shilas? As a matter of fact, many rabbonim wrote after Mishkin, what he says is born shotam, there is no doubt. He says that even according to the Shach, and the Shach is chishish for the shit of the Balamoya, but the Balamoya can agree with the first washing in the smack that the reasoness why the Sefer says Mikre Shov Shehili Yisroel Shemayim Shehuvim, so it's not because of Amshochet, because if Amshochet so then it involves the Shai Amshochet Bikure, but because Ponim Chadosh is born with him, so maybe even according to Mo'amoya it's alright, unless we are going to the Chishish for the second washing in the smack. Alright, so Old Rabbanu felt that we don't have to the Chishish for the second washing in Israel. Alright. Mikra Shteish Vimem Somayim Vititrach Shapo Osei Chavishay Sinemelo Ima Mayim Tzok Nogabati Yichay Vitmeyo Afilu Vitiit Ima Mayim Tzok Nogabati Tentei Vimokimati Avo Mayim Tewi Afilu Yim Vimem Soel Dati Kol Shel Tzulat Priyosim Ina Mayim Ki Yavchu Shim Adum Ima Bilim Vey Uma Bilim Vey Nishol Dagodu Shem Yivikshim Enei Vechel. So in other words, anything that originates in water, so you can take for it. So you can take it. I once mentioned the Shaila, a woman who had a brain operation, and she was told that whenever she goes into water, she has to put a plastic covering on her head, otherwise it's a constant process. I had a child myself. So it's a constant process. So what should be done? Plastic covering, and according to Shiva Sagani, and it seems the Shonok Paschal Plagin, not like the Rambam, that the Sa, Shebirosh, is an entity by itself. So maybe if she puts a plastic covering on the head, it's Rube. It's Rubei, and that cannot be considered as any Makdigalot, because usually she did not wear the plastic covering on her head, only when she had to take a shower, so she was told, because of Sakonis Nefoshes, she has to put a plastic covering on her head. Even though, in the usual situation, when such a person has an operation, so all the hair is shaven off, and shaving off with an electric shaver so that it will not grow again. Means there was a tumor in the brain. So in Meile, it couldn't be Ichzitzel in the Reise, because according to the Gaming and the Reibe, so the Seir already, she's an entity by itself. But if all the hair is shaven off, so there is no Seir. So then it's like a hand. So it's only a new taboo. That's not an entity by itself. All right, but still, it's a chitzen in the Rabbanon. So the only way to do it, and that was done, and it is done, I mean, the child arises many times, the child. So is to make something like plastic out of the skin of the fish. So in many ways, it can even be taken away. So in many ways, it's not a fish. Alright. אין הכלי חושב בפסר מים שבין שבשי ואלם כי אמרו לקבל כיבים שיקבעם ושנשמעו לדעס ויעוס פייסר בין אם נקוי גודל אמר זה כבו ימסור בלעך של קוראי ביובש בין אם נקוי קוטן בייסר ואת נקוי גולים ואבוין כבר Alright, that's all. I would like to start in a few minutes, not a few.
March 11th, 1982, Tetzayin Adar Hashem Tafshim Mem Beis Kler.
We left off. המניח תר לתחס הצינר אצל המקווה כדי שיוטלו ממנו המים למקווה אם יש לי דל צופס שראו לו מקבל המים פיסלס ואם לא בין פיסלס I'm getting all the Mishni, Mishnayos, and Mikrois. Perek Dalet, Mishna Beis. Hamniach, Tavro Tachas Atzine, in Yeshlo Mizbes, it has Ruhu, Ruhus, Pizelesan, in Lavin Pizelesan. Zot Kola Adiyah, Vitaf, Vitaf, and Pizelesan. So in other words, first of all, in order to pass the mind that enter into that tablet, so it has to have a skin. So if it has rings, four rings, so then it has to be a skin. But if it doesn't have any lovely bass vest, so it doesn't have any rings, it does not have any tail, so it has a skin. So anyway, it's not joke. And then, even if the tablet has a skin, but he set it up in such a way that the water was not contained in the skin. He inverted it. Let's say, suppose you had, with a big skin, but you inverted it on the other side. So the way it was set up, so the water did not get into the tank, but only on the gap. So the melee, it's not joke. Now then, the next Mishnah Gimel, Achim Mitzina Likavot Tzeres, we shall eat kosher, we shall cherish the bees. The bees in the rabbi shall cherish kosher. We will be able to be so we shall eat the cherish. So here we have to be the lochas. So hamniach tavle et hazatzin el itzal amikre ki nishvipu ben amayim el mikre im yish bon alo tzofeis forus shavu mikavu amayim is piseles vim avile piseles zot val tzido lituach afilo yish lo sofeis but it was set up in such a way that water does not enter into the tank. Any pisal is kim shei menes being in shavu yom kavu uchim sham. Oh, so in other words, but then, so in other words, if it has no biskim, or even if it has a biskim, but it was set up in such a way that water doesn't enter into the tank, so in melee, it's natural. But then there is another problem. There is another psul of habiyosi al ditume, so it's possible. So, Habiyosi al Bitume does not depend after whether it has biskim or not. Whether the instrument, the kele, that is used as a medium of transmission of water into the mikveh is the kabitume or not the kabitume. So, even if the water didn't enter into the teich, as long as it has a teich, so it's capable of being kabitume. So, but it was inverted. So it was set up in such a way that water didn't enter into the tank. But as long as it has a biskim, so melee it's a medium that is the kabutume. So then it's part and parcel. Mitzad alocha of Abu Yosef al Litume. But if it was set up, if the water would come into the mikveh without this being used as a medium, some of the psul of Abios now in Tume doesn't apply. Uchigain shamayim huim lovu mikved loso. Abu yimein amayim huim lovu mikved loso. Afu zot val tzidot. We go for our peer, so then it's not joy. But it's Pizeles, it's an Abiyos or Alditume. But in order that the Psul of Abiyos Alditume should apply, so there it must be, this must be an indispensable medium. But if it's not an indispensable medium, and in the same water we have come in without this medium, so then the Psul of Abiyos Alditume doesn't apply. Now, see from the law. See your shame with all its offense. In the Hoshet Queen, the whole lobby of your mind in each way. In Hokan, we do a Hastano, Kim Shekoku, Imishalis. Imish, now, when he says, see your shame with all its offense. In the Hoshet Queen, so he has reference to a Tine that he shall end. Because Shute Queen is not the Kabatome. But if it has a miskibut, so then without the Kabatome. So it's possible as if it's possible because if it has been skibut, so then it is possible if it has been skibut, so it's possible because it becomes short. But if it doesn't have doubts of it, so it has not been skibut, so the melee it's not short. But if the tzina would be a tzina shel matres, so then it would still be possible, because typically matres is also a kavatum. So tzina shel mundalot zotz, ein choshet kli, v'yom lo v'yode, adon v'mayim v'mikre, v'imchok ha-vekumach, as kama kinem shekob e'li, im ishalei, tzapri nagum marzek esel kolcho, nase kula v'yode kli, v'chol ha-mayim shem lo v'kirim shuri, im ishal cheres, kick of his last on Kimar Zekes and Bees. That's that Mishnah. This is the Mishnah. Oh, Achid the Bitsina the Kabbal Tzchir Mishal, it's Kolchu, with Mishal Cheres and Bees. In Achid the Rasmi Kimar Zekes and Bees, we know from the school in Israel for the Gumo, in the Hoshev Stim of the Bakr of the Eskabole. Elim can you, we go can you say, so, suppose you have a Chakak of Mar Zekes and Bees, or Shalei Yitzin Mashu, so then it acquires a shemli skibul. But suppose you fill it up with offo, so it's only sensing the kak, the kibul, if it is muhudek with sikho, but if it's not muhudek, it keeps on shaking, so then it's not sensing the kak, so it's considered to have a skibul. Sile ishu tzom mikam and mikam, virochem emtza, in choshet kabole, lives of the amikam. Now, so, at that point we have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Reich. Now we're learning Mishnah as we discussed. Haloche Zay. Mitarim zanikoye shalim natachim oroch minakov. Ketsa, mivi nisilin shal cheres yishalim ba, vichayim zidem, shinasilin iskesti mesamikhe, umiyach nisilin obtachim ad shiispal imayim umeishchei umasikei, ad shiisai vabayim shinisilin umi amik vikeho. Afilu kisar odayim, vareli eim, kishki amikoye shasilin bimei em kimik vikeho. Omar Avron, bitisefte kosu, bitisefte, imoyo asilin in kofu, כל שהוא פייסי, ביקשה לי שהיום הוא מיש נעקיר מטרן של מיקוי, חרס, הסורי ניסה פי שהיקרופי ואף פי שניקבי, והוא היה פי שהיתנו לעצמו, מכל מוקינקים שניקבו להם, וניקבו פצור ומיקרה, מיד את דהב הקריבורים בחיים צבן, מפני שיהיה שערים עם תירס לקים. So, there is a מחלקת between the Rambam and Rambam. According to the Rambam, so you can use a silly, a pipe, and even if the pipe sometimes as a result of many times water going through the pipe, so there is a groove formed in the pipe, and that groove can serve as a kibul. But since it wasn't constructed deliberately as a kibul, it was not by itself, as a result of the mind flowing over it for a long time, so a groove was formed in the pipe, And water can enter into that groove, so still any water that is that goes through that pipe does not become shown. Not only it doesn't become shown, you can even use that sealus, that sealing as a connecting pipe between two mikvahs. Suppose you have 20 so here, and you have 20 so here, and there you want to connect the two mikvahs, both are chaseres, through a pipe. So even though you can do it, so according to the Rambam, even though as a result of water flowing through that pipe, so by itself a certain group was formed in the pipe, it still can be used as a mechabe between two mikvahs. The Rambam says, even though the pipe has a mischief, but in view of the fact that the pipe was not deliberately constructed in order to serve as a miskimo, so there is an issue in Kaili that it's not a karutume. Mimele, the way that Chaim explained right. So, mimele, it can, even the water that goes, that enters into the pipe, in spite of the fact that there is a miskimo, but the miskimo was not deliberately constructed, so mimele, it does not have a halishem prekimo. And mimele, any water that enters into the pipe does not become shol, but it cannot be used, the Rambam says, it cannot be used to connect two mikvahs, because in order to be used to connect two mikvahs, so there you must be able to be tabled inside the pipe. And since it has a beiskibul, even though the beiskibul was not deliberately constructed, but it's not considered table become. But Shomu doesn't become. Mashoinke, according to the Rambam, so not only doesn't become Shomu, it can even be used to be Mechabe or to be Kwaze. How does Mechabe pass? Like the Rambam, not like the Rai. He doesn't even mention the Rai. He says, Silen Shitzom become and become, Viroche Benza. So, in other words, of Mele, it can contain some water. Because on account of the fact that it's also Bemza, but it wasn't deliberately constructed that way to serve as a mischievous. So according to the Rambam, not only does it become show the water that enters into that ceiling, but it can even be used for filling. It can even be used to connect to mikvahs. According to the Rambam, not, and the Rambam, from the Chabad, it's much more passed for the Rambam. Silin Shutzom become a Bemza in the Hoshi Kabol and Misulan. The Mechaba doesn't spell it out, but the Ramos spells it out like Rambam. Because all the Mechaba says is Silin Shutzom become Viroche Bemza in Hoshi Kabol and Misulan. But maybe to connect to Mikwais, that not. But the Ramos spells it out like Rambam. Look, Viroche, Mutalasis Mikwais. Our mitzvahs, mitzvahs, shalates, shemili, mayim, nado, uishom, mayim, alamikvi. Uishom, mayim, alamikvi. So he says, you can make mikvahs through the mitzvahs. So, in other words, you connect it to the no with this sinner, even though it's rochid emza. So the chayu das ato the Rambam. What does it mean? In other words, not like the Shiva's right. It's the shalagatas. Because even if a gumo was formed, as long as it wasn't constructed deliberately for kabole, for kibo, even though it can serve as a miskibo, so mele, it doesn't require a shekele, it's not a kabutume. I mean, that I mentioned. So because of that, so you can use the boostics for schach, even though you cannot use for schach something that is in kabbalah to make.